Bernice Randrup. The Barrier Curling Club, BCC, was a rockin' place on their closing weekend. The two-day jam can and full day of St. Patrick's Day bingo ensured the rink was full. In the 40s and 50s, jam can curling was one of winter's outdoor sports that young and old enjoyed out on homemade rinks or dugouts. Empty cans were filled with sand and water and left out to freeze. Sometimes an old spoon was placed in the middle to serve as a handle. The skip's broom served as the target. Friday after school was the start of the first games of the annual jam can. The two-day round robin had each of the teams meeting once. After an energetic first game, the curlers and family members enjoyed a spaghetti dinner. A full day of curling started off Saturday with close games. Many of the curlers benefited from participating in the Barrier Curling Club Little Rock's after-school program. These junior curlers have developed their skills and game strategies so that the games were, down to the last rock, close. The curlers enjoyed popcorn and hot chocolate before heading out for the last game. The teams delighted the spectators with nail-biting takeouts and draws. As an indicator of the caliber of play, two of the teams had to curl an extra end to determine a winner. After the last game, hot dogs and ice cream were enjoyed before the award ceremony. Sportsmanship, skill development and love of the sport is always the focus. A huge thank you to the ice makers, referees, coaches and kitchen staff. These events only happen with the support of the parents and community. The Little Rocks program will be starting again next year. Registration forms are sent home from school, so check those backpacks. Street. Patrick's Day Bingo winds up our full-day bingos until fall of 2024. The BCC Annual Flea Market is on April 20. Call Kathy McNeil at 250-851-1036 to reserve a table or to donate your items.